This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to explain David Batty as your favourite player. We've got people called socios who've supported us all our lives. And Gareth Scriven writes in, David, he knows too, David Batty is Harry's favourite player. Whatever happened to David after his playing days, you never seem to hear him from him anymore, which is a separate question as to just bottle up your admiration for David Batty.
So I was playing, obviously, for Leeds, and my first encounter with Bats was with when he was at Newcastle. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember we were playing up at St James's Park, and I remember the ball came in just in our half layer, and I remember going up for a header, and Bats was coming in, and he went bang, elbow, straight across my upper lip, cut me seven stitches up there. And I remember going on the bus, and I was trying to talk, and all the players were laughing at me, this, that, and the other. And in that, I think in that January, I think we signed him. Mm-hmm. And I remember going up, because I was the main player. And so I remember going up to Bats, and like, I'd seen Bats play, and I knew what he was like and all that. I remember going up to Bats, so, hey, Dave, you know, introduced myself, da-da-da. I said, oh, Bats, can I just ask you a question? He goes, yeah. I said, up in St. James's Park, why did you elbow me? He goes, I don't know. And just walked off. And I just went... Okay, that was his character. He wasn't like... He was funny, but he just come in, done his work, and went home. And people always say, oh, you've played with some fantastic players, and I have played with some fantastic players. But for me, the best players are the most simplest players. The ones that never give the ball away. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, Bats never gave the ball away. Never gave the ball away in training. Never gave the ball away in the game. Knew his role, understood his role, and gave the ball to players that could do the better job. And that was him. And I think when you go back to... Everyone talks now about the holding midfielder. That is one of the main positions of football. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about Makaleli. Everyone talks about Fernandinho. Bats started that, I believe. He was the first one in the England squad, for Newcastle, for Leeds. And I saw him most at Leeds, and even in Blackburn, but most at Leeds where, I said, he just sat in front of that, the two centre-halves, broke everything up, solid in his challenges, kept to his job, got the ball, won the ball, played the ball, looked for me a lot of the time, gave me the ball, and then just covered me. And I think, as a player like me, the one that drifted around, wanted to see certain areas, sometimes didn't do the defending side, he would be there. And that's what I loved about players. I don't, like, you can talk about great players doing this, great ball, this. I love simple players that play the game simple, because football's not difficult. It's a simple game. Get the ball, play it forward into a position where someone's easier.
That's a really big praise. One of the hardest things to do is to make football simple. It's one of the things that people say about Busquets, one of the things that people maybe said about Carrick, for sure. And Batty's work was in a real sort of war zone if he was breaking things up or if he was receiving the ball under pressure from a centre-half or whatever. So he's making your life or other players simpler. He's doing the right thing for the team, but he's actually working in a very industrial area where actually it's more difficult to be simple because getting rid of it quickly. If you hear thundering hooves, it wasn't a temptation for him, but it must be a temptation.
But again, like everyone used to go, oh, shoot David. But David knew his limitations. And he just said, why would I shoot? Why wouldn't I not give the ball to someone that's a better shooter than me? And like I said, football's not difficult. Mm. It's a simple game if you play it properly.
Mm-hmm. And do you stay in touch?
With Bads?
Yeah.
No.
Does anybody?
No. No, I don't think so.
Gareth, there's your answer.